All right, so I wanted to make a quick video. I've been building an app and putting it up in a repo in GitHub, and I wanted to, track some of my stories and things like that, kind of working in Scrum. And I didn't want to, make it very heavyweight because it's a small app, and I don't want to invest too heavily into the project management side of things. So I was looking around for, things that integrated with GitHub, and I came across this gentleman's repo here, where he talks about GitHub Scrum workflow and simply just using the issues as your backlog and creating a series of labels and milestones to kind of put this into a Scrum workflow. So you see he has his priority labels, his velocity point labels, and the type labels. And then you define those issues, you put those issues into milestones and call those milestones a sprint. And you have a simple Scrum workflow here where you build your product backlog, you plan putting them into your sprint backlog, do the work, and ship a product and do your review or retrospective, and there you go. So I thought this was pretty straightforward and simple. I liked it. I went ahead and forked his repo over to mine and set up a couple of issues in my test deployments repo here. This is just kind of silly stories here. I can log out, I can log in, I can choose a repo, I can choose a file from a selected repo. So I wanted to add that in, to add the labels in. So we jump over to labels, and that's a lot of work adding each one of these labels that he has right here. So I didn't really want to just, click new, next, next, new, next, next, that whole thing. So I started kind of looking around at the GitHub developer API and come across, well, labels. So I look through here and you can list out your labels. You can get a single label. You can create labels. So that's really what I wanted to do, update them or even delete them. So I was playing around with this API a little bit and I realized that, you can come into your GitHub settings and generate a personal access token. So you don't have to step through the entire OAuth process for simple scripts and things that you might want to write for yourself against your own repos. So that's exactly what I did, and I'll come into Visual Studio. All right, now we're in Visual Studio. I'll just say file, open, and we'll just open a file. And I wrote out a my scripts directory here. I wrote out a GitHub Scrum. So let's take a look at that. Okay, so it takes a couple of parameters here. The owner name, so the owner of the repo, in my case, is Dev Dash. The repository name, in my case, it's going to be my test deployments. My auth token, I'll paste that in. And then whether I want to delete the labels or add the labels. So here's the JSON of all the labels and their colors. As you look back at the API, you'll notice that when you're here going to create a label, the body of the post needs to have the name as well as the color. And I just kind of put all of that in, put my auth token in, and then I create a delete label where I'm calling the API and passing in the headers, my authorization token. And same thing for create label. I'm grabbing the label name, the color, creating that body as a hash table, and then converting it to JSON, and then passing that, invoking that web request as a post, and shipping the headers with it. And then I just grab this and say, if the delete label switch is thrown, we're going to delete them. So for each label in the label list, I call delete label, tear it down. And then, of course, if delete label switch is not thrown, we're going to create. So then we come through, we call create label, we pass in the label name, the label color, and it creates those for us. So what does this look like? Well, if we come into PowerShell and I go to my OneDrive, GitHub, excuse me, scripts, GitHub, and in here I should have my GitHub Scrum. And I will pass in my owner name, which is dev dash. Repository name is test deployments. My authorization token. And I'm going to pause that while I grab it. And actually, I'll generate a token here for this, and I'll just say vid throw away token. And just take the defaults because really I need access to repos and the user, so we'll just generate the token. I'll grab that token and drop it in. And since I don't have any labels created, I'm just going to not throw the delete labels switch and hit enter. And we see it goes through, it's creating all of my labels for me. All right, and it's finished. So let's jump back over to my labels here. And if I refresh the page, now see that I have all of my labels created in GitHub. So I can come back into my issues here and I can, let's say, grab this guy here and I can log out. I think we'll add some labels to that. I'll make that 1 point, one velocity point and a priority of medium. And this is a feature. Okay. And I don't have any milestones yet, so I'll just go ahead and go back to my issues. And we see I started kind of labeling those up. I can log in. Let's go in and let's say that's a velocity of 0.1. That's going to have a priority of high, and this is also going to be a feature. All right, and we'll go back to issues. I could choose a repo. We'll say this is going to be 0.2. It'll be a little bit harder to use. And this is going to be a priority of high, and it's also a feature. So you get the idea. I can kind of run through each of these and kind of actually start adding, points to them and that sort of thing. And then once I've done that, I can come into milestones. And I can say new milestone, and we'll just call this Sprint 01. And that's due Sunday, and I'll create that milestone. And then I'll come back to my issues, and let's go ahead and save these two in to that milestone. So I'll come over to milestone, say that's on Sprint 1, and we'll come into the login, and we'll say, that's on Sprint 1 as well. Okay, so now I have, my backlog finished and my sprint ready to go. If I wanted to just narrow this down to my Sprint 01, I could say milestone Sprint 01. And that would narrow it down to just the things that I'm working on in this sprint. So I liked it. I thought that was pretty short, simple, and easy way to manage this stuff. So there you go. You can start using GitHub issues to manage your Scrum backlog.